From Tidbits on October 29th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. FileMaker Pro has been updated to version 12.0.3 with a number of fixes. This maintenance release fixes an issue where an object located beneath a transparent fill object couldn't be selected, improves layout mode performance when dealing with a large number of layout objects, fixes a border printing issue, and addresses an issue where instant web publishing could crash after a period of use. Skype has updated its Skype for Mac desktop client to version 6.0.60.2946, which now gives you the option to sign into Skype using either a Microsoft or a Facebook account without having to first set up a new Skype account. The new release also provides instant messaging capabilities to your contacts stored in Microsoft Windows, Live Messenger, Hotmail, and Outlook.com services. The Mac client also adds support for open chats in multiple windows and for Retina displays. Devon Technologies has updated all three editions of DevonThink, Personal Pro and Pro Office, plus DevonNote to version 2.4.3, improving support for the Open Meta standard for exchanging tagged files. The Pro and Pro Office editions also receive improvements in synchronizing Open Meta tags using AppleScript, as well as bring back the capability of opening more than 25 databases concurrently. The Pro Office edition improves 64-bit support and compatibility with macOS 10.7 Lion and 10.8 Mountain Lion. All three editions of DevonThink can now display FreeMind mind maps using Quick Look, improve the sorter's take note panel to handle images better, and include a new introductory video. Additionally, all three DevonThink editions in DevonNote now enable you to use the left and right arrow keys to expand and collapse multiple items in all lists and outlines. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.